joining us live in the studio right now, our dear friends, Mike and Ruthie. They are from The Mammals. We just heard The Mammals and Pearls. Great tune from Rock That Babe, which is coming up on its 20th anniversary soon, which is pretty unbelievable. The album came out in 2004. And here they are joining us in the studio, Mike and Ruthie. Good morning, friends.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
How are you guys?
All right. Thanks for having us here.
We had some delay, some reverb on you.
Ooh, hello.
Now,
is this more present?
Yeah, we turned it down.
Right, that's cool. I'm out of the cavern and into the studio.
You're out of the fishbowl. Well, speaking of fishbowls, the Ashokan Center is not one. And the Ashokan Center is the home of the Hoot, which is one of my favorite events every year. Happens two times. So I get my fix in the winter to warm up a little bit. And then come summertime, we get to let it all hang out. Sweat flying everywhere, and beer spilling everywhere, and food everywhere. The Hoot is an amazing event at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York, centrally located to you. So you should be there this weekend. Every third weekend in August is the Hoot. Mike and Ruthie,
we call it
how's
the last
things?
Weekend of August.
Oh, last weekend.
I just got to throw that in there. Yeah, last weekend of August. Yep. Things are great, Rick. Things are great. We're so excited to be hosting another Hoot at the Ashokan
Center. Number 11.
Olive Bridge, New York.
This is 11?
Yeah, it's the 11th one. And you know, I don't know if your experience is like beer and sweat everywhere, but, you know, my experience of the Hoot is a little bit less damp usually. But we'll see this year. You know, we've had 10 years of sun. So, you know, a little sprinkle might occur. But yeah, we do have, we have like food trucks and we have local cider, beer, and wine. We also have like a kids zone, fun activities for kids, hiking, which is really fun. You know, you get to go into the forest and explore a little bit to the Cathedral Gorge on a guided hike. We also have, of course, really great music. And we couldn't do it without our amazing volunteers. And that brings me to the fact that if you're listening and you want to come to the Hoot for 100% free and get a free bunk and camping pass, we could really use your help, especially in our parking team, but some other teams as well still have shifts available. So check it out. Hoot.love is where you learn
about. Are, besides parking, what are some of the other duties?
I like that. The parking shifts are half as long as all the other ones to make them more appealing. But the other ones are wonderful, too. We have our recycling team, which is really fun to know that you're making a difference. Yeah. We also have our gate and ticket team, where you get to greet folks and, you know, give them wristbands and stuff. And you get to explain the fact that it's give what you can at the door. So if somebody walks up and gives you X number of dollars, you say, thank you. Have a great Hoot. Mm. So it's not a hard job in that sense. There's other teams like our EMS team. They're very important. Our kitchen team. So there's a few things.
Well, being at the Hoot is a wonderful experience. And when I go there, you know, besides my contribution here in Radioland, I just want to give. I find myself picking up trash, throwing it out, and just looking around, seeing what I can do to contribute to my space when I'm there. So thanks for having me.
That's very much in the spirit of what we're trying to build at the Hoot, Rick. So thank you for saying that out loud.
Well, thanks.
Teaspoon Brigade is what we say, right? Everybody contributes their little teaspoon of goodwill, and it adds up to a whole lot.
It does. So I've been at the Hoot since the first time. We were the first group to play at the Pewter Sessions, which is, you know, our historic claim to fame. We were filmed in black and white.
Yeah.
And we don't know where the footage went, which
Nobody
is even
does.
Cooler.
Oh, God. It should resurface soon.
We like that. Mysterious. Somebody stole it.
Oh, man.
It'll resurface in 50 years and win a Grammy. You know, this stuff ages very well.
Yeah, and it was black and white. And all I remember is J.B., who filmed it?
DB
Leonard.
Laying on the floor, filming like those awesome shots, like up my nostrils. Yeah. Like, this is going to be amazing.
Well, we do have some bands that will be performing not only on the stage at Hoot Hill, but in that little pewter shop, which is really fun.
Yeah, it's a great intimate space and feel being there. But on the main stages, you have some great talent. Who's coming?
Well, our band, The Mammals, will be there, Rick.
Love them.
Olivia Kay and the Parkers will also be rocking the house. And the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. Some folks in the northern parts of your listening area for sure know those guys.
They're from
Berkshires.
Yeah, the Berkshires.
Yeah, my brother's in that band. Yeah, Chris Miranda.
Yep.
It's sort of a super group of Berkshire-based songwriters that banded together. That's actually the name of one of their albums, Band Together. And
let's see what they did there.
I know. And they're really, really fun. They actually do a little festival that happened a couple weeks ago that we played. So we got to see their little homespun event. And that was really wonderful. So they're coming to play the Hoot again. They played for us years back, but they've really got a head of steam
nice
going
to
right
have
now.
Them back.
Yeah.
Also coming back, Billy Wilder.
Mm.
They're really fun. The Shaker featuring Simi Stone. So folks in your listening area might know Simi. This is her duo, which is great.
Woogie.
Cole Quest and the City Pickers are a bluegrassy band from the city, as their name indicates. Cole is one of Woody's grandkids, and he's got a great sense of humor, and he plays a dobro. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're going to get people jumping around. So will the band What from New Paltz. They definitely get you on your feet with their horn led funk dance party, as they call it.
And I see they're like right in the middle of the day on Sunday, just to make things super cool.
Yeah. Other Hudson Valley based acts are Gregory Stovetop, who I believe lives on this side of the river, actually, but moved to the Hudson Valley from Michigan.
He likes to rock out, right?
Yeah, he's sort of like a Tom Petty meets Jack White phenomenon. He's really fun, really high energy, really great songs. Cool. Also, Lara Hope is coming with the Gold Hope duo. Pulso de Barro from Kingston.
They play Son Jarocha music from Veracruz, Mexico.
Cool.
So it's going to be really joyful Mexican folk vibes.
Yeah, and Jay Unger and Molly Mason, of course, will be performing. So these are all Hudson Valley-based acts.
Deer Keeper is also a Hudson Valley-based act. That's Josh Hines and Krista Speroni. They're really wonderful. And coming all the way from Michigan, a guy named Jordan Hamilton, who was going to be playing in a duo with Seth Bernard, but now Seth can't come, so it's just Jordan. We're going to get to hear quite a bit from him. He plays the cello, and I'm told he uses like some loops and stuff too.
Cool.
And is influenced by a lot of different things from folk to hip hop, so it's going to be really beautiful stuff.
Yeah, our buddy Kenny Koska flew out from California. He's an old school country singer, sort of in the mold of a Hank Williams, and he writes his own songs. Made a record at our house this spring.
Oh, cool.
So can't wait to hear Kenny on the Hoot stage. Arm of the Sea Theater, the incredible larger-than-life theater troupe, puppet troupe, is coming back. Dr. Rob Williams is going to be doing some breath work from the main stage. He calls it LSDD breathing, long, slow, diaphragmatic, deep breathing.
Hmm.
And Rob is just a wonderful presence to be around.
He comes right after the gong bath.
After the gong bath.
Which is kind of a...
I love the gong bath.
A tradition at the Hoot.
So what time is the gong bath?
It's like 10:30 or 11. Mm. Yeah, it starts off both Saturday and Sunday. Get you in the right headspace. Nate the Great is a master juggler and comedian. And there's probably more we're not even thinking of. Just so many great bands.
I think you hit them all, but Furnace Mountain.
Oh, Furnace Mountain. Thank you, Rick. Yeah. Thanks for keeping track. Furnace Mountain's coming up from, I believe, Virginia or West Virginia.
Virginia.
They are one of the finest old-time string bands in the country. They'll be accompanying the City Stompers, which is our Appalachian dance troupe.
Are they doing the square dance?
And they're doing the square dance.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're also doing a pewter shop session. And they sing beautiful harmony and play upright bass, fiddle, mandolin, and guitar, just a sort of a classic string band. And really excited to present them
for
the first time.
Besides the music, and I'm sorry to interrupt the flow.
No,
but
you're in the flow.
There's plenty of other things to do at the Hoot besides the music, besides the pewter shop and the Pete Seeger and Toshi Seeger stages. Tell the folks what else highlights are.
Will the blacksmithing be operational this weekend, Ruth?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure whether people will be invited to make their own blacksmith projects this year or whether they will be beholding some demonstrations in the blacksmith shop. We're trying to mix that up a little bit.
How about the print shop?
Not this year, unfortunately. Okay. Some years we have the print shop rocking, but we will definitely have incredibly fun activities for kids of all ages in the kids zone, guided hikes to the Cathedral Gorge, an instrument petting zoo, which is an important feature.
One of my
favorites. Anyone of any age who just wants to pick up a banjo or a violin or a mandolin or something, just sort of see what that feels like. This is your opportunity. I grew up in a house where all those things were just laying around, but not everybody has that good fortune. So this is an instrument petting zoo situation where you can check it out.
And it's also a chance to pet and jam at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. Depending on skill level, you know, might just play a note or two, or you might actually play something else.
But a note or two with a rhythmic ding, ding.
That's a jam right there. I like that. I'm in the spirit of that. And there will be jamming in the campsite as well. Yes. The Magical Musical All-Night Campground is
named
around
the bonfire Saturday night.
Sing-along.
Our friend Nandini is going to be offering what she calls Ayurveda dance in the kids zone.
Whoa.
I know. Just let that one sit for a second. That'll be a first time offering at the Hoot.
Yeah. She's really fun.
If you can get some goats there and do a little goat yoga.
We've had goats.
We have sheep.
Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah.
Last year there was a goat holding court on Hoot Hill. Remember this?
Oh, the visiting goat.
Visiting goat.
It was not like an Ashokan dwelling goat. No. It was like an attendee goat.
It was a day pass goat.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet.
Well, we do have like a don't bring your pets policy at the Ashokan Center, so I have to just state that clearly in case anyone's listening. But yeah.
So I can't bring my pet lizard.
I think this goat bought a ticket. Maybe that was the loophole.
Great.
That's how you got it.
The greatest of all time.
The goat. So you guys are holding instruments that you've been petting this whole time. Do you want to play them or do you want to just look at them?
Sure.
Well, it's funny. Sometimes we do these radio morning appearances and it's like, you know, it can be hard to get your throat all clear and sound pretty. And it occurred to me, we could just do instrumentals.
Yeah.
And it solves that problem. So we're going to do an instrumental on the guitar and the banjo that I wrote. It's called Fly Free.
Well, one second. Folks, this is 2/5, maybe 1/3 of the mammals.
2/5.
2/5.
Yeah. Right.
And they will be joined with a full band live at the Hoot. So this is an instrumental 2/5 tease. Thank you. The Mammals, 2/5, Mike and Ruthie, live in the studio. The Hoot, the Summer Hoot, is happening this weekend, an event not to be missed. Besides all the great music and all the great fun, it's a family-oriented place to be, a destination. And one of the best things is the kid parade.
Yes, we do have a little tradition of a kids parade. It's, I believe, 4:30 each day on Saturday and Sunday. So that's kind of how we close out the kids zone and get everybody back up on the hill for whoever's about to play. It's really fun. Just, you know, just a nice way to cheer on the kids and make them feel like, you know, part of our community, which they are a very important part. And we really thank all the parents that decide to, like, unplug for the day and bring their kids into nature and music and just, you know, be in fun space together.
Yeah, I just remember almost every year the vision of Story Lori with a flowing outfit on, wind blowing through the sleeves in her dress and just prancing.
Yes.
Through the crowd, which is the best part, because then all the parents see their kids float on by, and there's nothing better than just watching the whole field light up with joy because there's little fairies running through the campground.
Definitely some prancing.
Yeah. And one of my favorite Summer Hoot experiences is when Pete Seeger played at the Hoot, and it was one of the most memorable concert experiences that I've had because I went through every emotion that day that I could possibly think of, including anger, everything in Pete's set, which was incredible. And he brought it all out. I mean, well, not the anger at him, but just anger at the way people are and the way people treat the earth and the way people treat each other. And that's what it brought out, just the love that he gave. Everyone in the audience was in tears or moved by the experience, as you both were.
That's well said. That was a powerful moment in 2013, year one. It was 11:30 on Sunday. He asked to play early because he was 94 at that time. You know, got quite tired by the time afternoon rolled around. And we didn't know how long he was going to play. I think he had a 45-minute set, and he really only ended up playing like 25 minutes. As his life, you know, got closer to the end, his catalog of thousands of songs got smaller and smaller and smaller. He really condensed his message into those 6 or 7 songs that sort of got a life's work across. And I think you're right, Rick. Everybody felt what he was putting down, and it was maybe the contrast of how beautiful his message was in performance up against the world that we're all navigating, I think, is what brought a lot of those emotions up.
As I stood in the field with the sun on my head, in my eyes, and Pete Seeger in my vision 100%, I stood around a couple of very burly men wearing bright green shirts. And these folks just built both of those stages. And they were just tremendous Hulk men. And as I stood amongst them and felt comfortable, tears were rolling down my face under my sunglasses, you know, so you couldn't see my eyes, but tears were just rolling. And I tried to be cool and wipe off the tears with my sleeve, you know, like just do one of these moves.
Yeah.
And as I looked around, I saw all the men in their green shirts doing the same exact thing, looking around at each other, at me, and everyone felt comfortable. Like, this is okay. We're sharing this.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those times. I'll never forget the experience. Yeah. And it happened at the Hoot.
It happened at the Hoot. And Pete sort of, I think he gave us his blessing in some ways for us to carry on with the spirit of very much of what he helped build during his lifetime, is building community around music, nature, food, song, togetherness, all ages, all stripes, all that. That was what he was all about, and he got to see it. He got to see sort of the passing of the torch in some ways.
So this weekend, special things will happen.
Yes, it's the 25th, 26th, 27th. You can come for an hour. You can come for the whole weekend. You can camp out. You can, you know, stay at home. You can volunteer and be a helper, or you can just come sit and enjoy the music and the great times. You can bring anybody of any age, and everybody's welcome. No one's turned away for lack of funds at the gate. We also appreciate our sponsors and our people who donate generously to keep that policy alive. The Ashokan Center has a mission throughout the year to inspire learning and build community through shared experiences in nature, history, music, and art. So this is a big shared experience, like you were just indicating, Rick. And it's like, you know, a big part of the Ashokan mission to create those throughout the year. And so Ashokan is welcoming everybody to learn more about the place, what we do, and also to showcase all this great, wonderful talent that abounds in the area, the region, and farther. So it's really nice to have this opportunity to do it for the 11th summer in a row. And the event is rain or shine. So, you know, whether it's 70% chance of it not raining or whatever, we'll be there having a hoot. And
we should also mention we have some pretty great indoor locations that we could pivot to if need be.
Anyone who's been to the Winter Hoot has seen that. Right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Well, don't miss out on all the fun, all the kids' activities, all the activities for adults, and so much more. It's a great weekend, and the food is always fantastic. There's always great desserts as well. For you people who like to have dessert before your dinner, you're covered, like me.
It's a festival.
Yeah. Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals, and our neighbors and our lifelong friends, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Rick.
It's always a pleasure. And the Hoot is this weekend. Hoot.love. Hoot.love for more information. Hoot.love. Thanks.